Thank you. My name is Zhao Wuku. I'm working at International Food Policy Research Institute, and I'm going to talk about rainfall and yield variability, specifically for sub-Saharan Africa. And before going into it, I'd like to just briefly mention the project I'm working on. It's called Harvest Choice. And if you went to keynote speech last night from Dr. Prabhu Pingali from Gates Foundation, you might have heard the more donor agencies and more new players coming up means new and better data is needed for them to make better choice and better decision. And that's what we do. We are working with agencies and decision makers so that we can help them to prioritize which investment option will work better for different contexts. So rainfall variability. So how exactly unreliable or how reliable in those areas? There are many studies already done. The cereal yield is mostly below 1 ton per hectare due to soil quality, management practices are not adequate, limited resources to cope with variability. So it's been studied again and again, highly unreliable and very unstable. And how much is this? So this is the data I was fortunate to have a chance to work on. This is the real measure, the 70-year maize data from South Africa. University of Pretoria has been managing this long-term trial for many different treatments. So this x-axis is the year, and y-axis is showing the yield difference from current year, the percentage yield difference from current year to previous year, and the red lines are showing 50% interval from zero line. So you can see there are a lot of times you get 50% higher yield this year, or next year it goes down by 50%. So you can see how much variability we are facing in this very degraded, different, challenging environment. So objective of this quick study was to quantify and better understand how much area is under such unreliable rainfall conditions and what are their current productivity and variability implications and potential impact of different crop production intensification on the productivity and variability. And on the right-hand side, I'm showing one of the gridded climate layer the CRU, the CRU data set showing CV, the coefficient of variation of rainfall, annual rainfall for 105-year period. So just to illustrate which area, which regions are highly variable. So for the method, we are using this grid-based simulation platform. So we simulated for 50 years at 10-kilometer resolution for sub-Saharan Africa, where maize is grown. And I counted the grid cells, and it turned out about 41,000 grid cells for this study. So we use three maize model and use two different variety. And the weather data, there is no such gridded daily weather data for 50 years. So we generated those weather data from the CRU database and NASA Power database. And also we generated gridded soil database for crop powder. And planting date was also kind of mashup between NASA MODIS-based greenness index and YASA's global AZ database. And also for fertilizer, we had a couple of different levels to apply. And just before going into the result, so we defined a couple of terminology. So first, a target yield for maize in this environment, sub-Saharan Africa, we set it as 3 ton per hectare based on the previous discussions and publications that's the level to achieve a Millennium Development Goal and to ensure people not suffering from hunger in Africa. And so for what means the reliability? So we define the probability of achieving the target yield, which is 3 ton per hectare, for at least 3 out of 5 years. So at least 60% of years, if yield exceeds 3 ton per hectare, we say that's reliable. And critical value of coefficient of variation of rainfall we set it as a 0.2, which means about 20% rainfall difference, farmers have some means to cope with it, but beyond that, it could start impacting. So just looking at the rainfall, so this is seasonal rainfall during the maize growing season. And so x-axis is showing rainfall, the seasonal average rainfall, and y-axis is showing the CV of those rainfall. And each point is the grid cell, 41,000 grid cell. And each color is different country. So you can see, there is a reference line of 0.2, which is critical value we set up. And there are not so many grid cells actually falling below 0.2, and there are about 64% of maize growing area were above that critical level. What is the implication on the yield? So I just chose two different scenarios, management scenarios. So left one is rain-fed and baseline nitrogen, and the right-hand side is baseline with automatic nitrogen. And higher yield, the area with higher, and each point, each this mark is showing the district level aggregation for all those countries. And as you can see, the more higher yield areas have less coefficient of variation. So this is good. You would want to have your country or your region to be on the right-hand side with higher yield and higher lower variability, of course, but there are tremendous spread across the region. And this is the cumulative probability distribution at country level aggregation. Of course, at pixel level, if you're going into district or specific ecological zone, and the variation is quite high, but this is just showing, illustrating at different levels of scenarios, then you have variety of different variability also going on. And let's look at a little bit more detail on the first one, rain-fed and baseline nitrogen case, which we think is what the current situation in farmers' field in Africa. And when we draw the line of 60% of variability, then you can see when aggregated by country, there is no country out of 40 countries we simulated meeting that kind of critical threshold level. So all the countries have high variability that doesn't meet our definition of reliability. And so, that was the current situation and what it takes to improve the situation with higher yield and lower variability. And because it is a crop modeling study, we can apply a lot of scenarios. So this is particular location in Kenya with a little bit airy situation. So starting from A, so this is our starting point, and x-axis is showing average yield potential, average yield from simulation, and y-axis is showing the variability and CV. So let's say we add more fertilizer, then it goes increase the yield and decrease the variability a little bit. And what if we do a little bit of supplementary irrigation? It goes down a little bit, and then from there you can set up what if scenarios in many, many different cases. And so our ultimate goal of this study is doing this kind of exercise, scenario exercise for all the district level to see, for very targeted, for making very geographically targeted recommendation to reduce the variability over time. And so this is another interesting kind of a visualization, representation of the data. So we defined two different scenarios, subsistence farming and intensified farming. So subsistence here is no fertilizer and traditional variety with very extractive farming. And high input was 40 kg of nitrogen annually applied with hybrid variety. And when we set up this 3 ton of the yield level, how much area we can improve by introducing intensification options. So then y-axis is showing share of maize area in Sub-Saharan Africa. So you can compare this point, this point and this point. So basically saying without intensification, this is subsistence farming case. Only about 15% of maize growing areas can reliably produce more than 3 tons per hectare currently. However, with intensification, yield potential in almost 82% of maize growing areas can exceed 3 tons per hectare in majority of years. Again, the majority of years here is 60% of years. There are still years that may fail and due to highly unreliable rainfall, but at least 60% of years they could achieve that much productivity. And this was perceived as pretty good news because some people were very pessimistic, and some policymakers were quite pessimistic, even with intensification, how much variability we can cope with. But yeah, there are potential to do that. And if you map that out, so the A, map A is showing the current situation with subsistence farming. Only the green pixel, green areas are showing majority of years they could achieve 3 tons per hectare yield. And with intensification on the right-hand side, all the green areas are expanded quite a lot. Those areas have potential to achieve that level of yield productivity as well as reduced variability. So the summary, I just pick out these 3 points. 64% of maize growing areas currently have very high variability, coping with very high variability of rainfall. And without intensification, only 15% of current maize growing area can produce reliably more than 3 tons per hectare. But there are potential of improving the situation by incorporating more intensification. And what we did actually in this case study was by running simulation model for pixel basis for 50-year period and multiple scenarios, we developed this big database. And all these maps and charts shown in this presentation was going drilling down into different way and with different questions and looking at how things could change. So there could be more findings coming up in coming months. However, there are many rooms for improvement, and one of the things is comparing historical climate and weather data layers, and as Justin just previously presented, which is perfect in the context. If I just quickly compared one of the with CRU database with another database, another same resolution, half degree, and same time period, but they use different type of interpolation method. And you can see this is the average rainfall for about 8-9 year period, and CRU data is showing more smooth surface over Southern Africa. And we don't really know what's going on and what are exactly the different, but we acknowledge that there are different data sets showing different kind of variability. So we keep trying to find a better way of representing true variability in the underground. And also there are soil heterogeneity within cell, even 10 kilometer grid cell, there could be a lot of different soil types exist. So that's another just eternal question, how well represent this variability in this type of analysis. And also variety. So in this just quick study, we use just one hybrid variety. Each country, each environment, there are very targeted varieties, adaptive varieties out there. So we are keep trying to improve the situation. And also, with all this exercise, we hope to develop more geographically focused variability adaptation scenarios so that we can make better recommendations for policymakers. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.